Yeah, it's been quite a long time. So it's 4 years ago when I actually discovered the species, the spinifin with 38 rhodopsins. And since then, I've been trying to reanalyze all the other species in the data set and also to carefully check for the spinifin data. Like this, just the first data analysis took us roughly above 2 years, because you can do like a quick and dirty analysis, if I say it this way, and then you already know that this is probably the result. So I already knew that they have multiple rhodopsins. That was quite quick to find out. But then to find out how many are they and how is it in the genome, that took me many months to get finished. And I would say that after 2 years of work, which has been done mostly by myself and Fabio, the second or the shared first author, then we started to ask other people for specific analysis to prove our hypothesis and to get more angles or more perspective to our research question, actually.